You're listening to Youthcast, where radio makes you wish you were young again. I'm your host, Molly Adams. Cesar Chavez is a name synonymous with organized labor, nonviolent protest, and Latino civil rights. A name that is less immediately recognizable is Dolores Huerta. She co-founded the United Farm Workers with Chavez in 1960 and has continued her advocacy and activism for working people throughout her life. And she just turned 81. While his birthday, March 31st, is observed as a holiday in California, there has also been a movement to have it recognized nationally, similar to Martin Luther King Jr. Day. KUNM Youth Radio attended the Cesar Chavez Day celebrations in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where Ms. Huerta was speaking. She was interviewed by Victor Torres with production assistance from Roberto Rael, George Luna Pena, and Kamaria Umi.
Dolores Huerta is the co-founder of the United Farm Workers and has played a major role in the American Civil Rights Movement.
She was born in Dawson, New Mexico in 1930 and met Cesar Chavez through the Community Service Organization, where they both realized the need to organize farm workers.
She's also received numerous awards, including the Eleanor Roosevelt Award for Human Rights by President Clinton in 1998.
Youth programmer Victor Torres sits down with Dolores Huerta, and we are honored to share their conversation with you now.
Hello, my name is Victor Torres. I'm here with Generation Justice. Today is April 2nd, 2011. And I'm here at the 18th Annual Cesar Chavez Celebration and Festival. I am here with Dolores Huerta, co-founder of the United Farm Workers. Thank you for being here.
Oh, no, thank you, Victor, for having me.
Can you tell me what your first memory of Cesar Chavez is?
Well, the first time I met Cesar, he was an organizer for the Community Service Organization, and he was organizing in Oakland, California. I had joined the organization in Stockton, California, and so we were all excited to meet Cesar because we had heard all of the great stuff that he did. But when we met him, he was so quiet. In fact, he disappeared in a quick second. So we kept looking all over for him. Where'd he go, you know? But Cesar was very humble. We got to know each other really well working in that organization, and it was from there that we decided to start the Farm Workers Union.
What memory stands out in all of your work during that time that you did all of that work in the Farm Workers Union and so on?
Well, it took a lot of work in the Community Service Organization and then later on in the Farm Workers Union. And I think I can use one of Cesar's quotes, not exactly, but he said that nonviolence also means having the patience, right? Having the patience to organize, having the patience to know that it takes a long time to do things. Because sometimes people, they get disheartened because they can't see anything right away, especially in the smack world that we live in, right? They want to see everything fast. And the one thing is that in order to really build, it takes a long time. And we've seen it today with this glorious Cesar Chavez celebration that we have here. And one of the committee was saying today that when they first started, it was just a really small thing. But now after 18 years, we have this glorious celebration. So and anything that we want to do that really means something, it means we have to work hard and we have to work a long time and not to give up.
Yes, that's right. Can you tell me why social justice is important to the community and why people should support social justice issues?
Well, we know that if we care about each other as human beings, then this is why social justice is important, right? Because we can't live in a society where one group of people has more than others. We need to live in a society where we can be fair, where we can actually be equal, regardless of our wealth or you know, whatever. We have to be able to support each other and help each other. That's why we're put here on this earth. And the way that we achieve this is by social justice. But it doesn't happen by itself. It only happens if people actually get out there and work to make it happen. Because if we're going to sit back and say, oh, well, it's going to happen, it doesn't work like that. Every one of us has to make a commitment that we're going to get out there and spend a little bit of our time to make the world a little bit better.
Thank you. Do you have a message that you can give to youth activists who fight for social justice?
Well, I just want to say to all the youth that right now, especially we're in a crisis for education. They're really going after our teachers. They're going after all of our public workers, our labor unions, and cutting the money for education. And this is wrong. We see a lot more money going to build prisons than we do going to build schools and to giving our teachers better salaries and more support. So I just want to say to all the young people that this is your struggle right now. The new civil rights struggle is education. And we want all of you to come out there. And I like to tell people that during World War II, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president, they told him, we have to take money out of education in our libraries to support the war. And he said, no, we're not going to take 1 cent from education or 1 cent from our public libraries because this is the soul of the nation. And if we do not put money into educating our young people, then we are putting our nation at risk for, you know, all of the country. Not just the young people, but our whole economy is at risk. So I want to say to all the youth, you've got to get active, you know. You know, write those letters to your congressman. Support the DREAM Act. Support immigration reform. And then get out there on election day, and we're going to elect only those representatives are going to fight for us, to fight for our future, to fight for the education of our youth. Si se puede.
Yes, and si se puede, can you tell us what that means?
Well, si se puede means yes, we can, right? It's up to each and every one of us to make things happen. Si se puede.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything else you would like to add?
That I want to just thank everybody for celebrating Cesar Chavez's legacy, and to tell people also that they can get in touch with my foundation, the Dolores Huerta Foundation for Community Organizing at www.doloreshuerta.org, and that's with an O, doloreshuerta.org, and they can learn more about what we're doing in organizing our communities and the work that we do with youth. We do a lot of work with youth on the environment, teen pregnancy prevention, trying to stop our suspensions and our expulsions from school, and, you know, inspiring the kids to continue with their education and teaching them also about the environment and how important it is that we preserve our world. So anyway, I'm happy to do this video. I want to say hello to all the kids out there, tell you that we're with you. We're going to keep working with you, but you've also got to work for yourself. Don't forget that.
Thank you. You've been such an inspiration to many people around the world, and I'd like to thank you for your continued support for social justice issues. So thank you for doing this interview today.
And I want to thank you, Victor, because you're a great, great example for all of us, okay? So you really inspire everyone.
Thank you.
Wow, what an honor and inspiration it was to be in the presence of Dolores at the celebration.
Thank you, Dolores Huerta, for spending the time with Generation Justice. And thank you to Victor Torres for conducting that interview.
That was Victor Torres interviewing Dolores Huerta at a Cesar Chavez Day celebration on April 2nd in Albuquerque, New Mexico. A big reason that I also wanted to shine a light on this interview was because Victor has been on YouthCast before, but is the subject of a story. Please point your web browser to youthcast.org to find a link to that piece. And while you're online, become a fan of YouthCast on Facebook. Facebook.com/youthcast, and please follow us on Twitter, if that's your thing. Twitter.com/PRXYouthcast. YouthCast is a project of Generation PRX, a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced audio. Check it out at generationprx.org. I'm your host, Molly Adams. I'll talk to you soon.